I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. This month, the United Nations marks Universal Children's Day. Why? Every 8 minutes, a girl gets trafficked. IN Network's Rhody Rodehaver says they have the San Odio home in West Bengal, but they want to approach prevention through child sponsorships.
When we're working with a child in sponsorship, we are establishing a relationship with that child and with the family. And part of that relationship is to begin to give these young people the message of the gospel.
San Odio means lighthouse. Hope is the light in the darkness. Make an 8-minute difference. Find links at our website. Next, families in Alberta, Canada are still suffering from 2013 flood damage, but World Renew Disaster Response Services is helping out. The volunteers are helping to fix homes, get families back on track, and sharing the word of God. Director Ron Willett says volunteers donate their time and energy because that's how God has called them to serve. Pray that WRN will continue helping and ministering to families. Visit our website for more information on how you can help. And VeggieTales meets finger puppets in Latin America. Just as the popular TV show uses cartoons and songs to engage kids with Bible stories, a video project helped by Wycliffe Bible Translators USA uses finger puppets. Wycliffe's Sue Pack says the videos helped at least one missionary in Guatemala reach out to her neighbors.
The minute she started showing them, kids started showing up, and now every time she walks through town, the kids greet her by wiggling their fingers in the air.
Your help is needed to keep the project going. We'll connect you with Wycliffe at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.